With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Back in August, the Infrastructure Minister announced plans to increase safety along Shamrock Road, and today the National Roads Authority have revealed a, quote, comprehensive strategy for the Spots Strait Corridor, the Honorable J.E. Banks.
The Spots section of Shamrock Road is of particular concern due to its high number of traffic collisions and road fatalities. This has been a long-standing concern.
The NRA will be installing delineators along the center of Spots Strait, stretching from the Chrissy Tomlinson roundabout to Spots Newlands Road. This project will begin January 18th and 19th between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. The new barrier will eliminate overtaking, identified as a significant hazard on this road. Openings will be provided for all residents along the Spots Strait corridor for residential access. Excessive speeding was also clocked as a leading cause of accidents and fatalities in this area, but instead of reducing the speed limit, a, quote, multifaceted approach combining enforcement, engineering improvements, and revised safety standards has been developed to mitigate risks along this critical corridor. As you may have heard right here on Radio Cayman, the fourth annual World Anti-Doping Agency Ministers Forum was held in Cayman on Thursday. Here's CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Many key figures from the world and regional bodies are attending the forum. Francisco Leon, director of the Latin America and Caribbean office, had this to say.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has two key roles. We are a regulator, but we also are an enabler. And so our role is to work very closely with headquarters at WADA and support the different countries in the region so that to ensure that they have code compliance programs. Yeah, so we started with the forum in 2022 with the idea of making sure that the voices of the Caribbean were at the table of discussions where big decisions are made. I think we have grown significantly since then. We have, for example, seen the greatest participation of Caribbean countries at the last CADE meeting, which is the meeting of sports ministers that was in Washington in 2024. And that's a great achievement. We want to make sure that the Caribbean is present in those discussions. And we want to make sure that we continue to strengthen the programs.
The forum serves as a platform to review progress made in anti-doping measures and to reinforce strategies for regional cooperation. Representatives from governments, anti-doping organizations, and other key stakeholders are attending to ensure collective action against doping while prioritizing athlete welfare.
And auditions are tomorrow for Cayman Drama Society's summer show, The Ancestors.
This place. There is much pain. I've come to heal it.
The show features a group of Caribbean warrior women, a general of Haiti and his right-hand man, an ex-enslaved couple reclaiming their land, and a group of black French Caribbean soldiers held captive in Port Chester and their wives traveling across the Atlantic to be reunited with them. The Ancestors is a site-specific play, Port Chester, that switched the focus away from the original colonial male perspective of the revolutionary philanthropist and retold the story of the Haitian prisoners of war from a black female point of view. CDS's Caroline Neil Allinger.
So we're inviting dedicated, passionate performers to bring these incredible, diverse characters to life and to become part of a project that not only honors the past, but challenges the present and encourages us to examine the dark forces still at play today.
Auditions are taking place tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse. The show will run May 1st through the 18th. For the audition pack and the audition form, head to cds.ky. Now for a look at news from around the world. Here's the BBC.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The full Israeli cabinet is meeting to ratify the Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal after it was recommended for approval by the Security Cabinet. It's expected to pass despite some ministers having threatened to resign over the deal, which they say rewards Hamas. The US Supreme Court has upheld a law signed by President Biden banning TikTok in the US from this Sunday. The legislation was introduced in response to fears about Chinese control of the app through its parent company, ByteDance. The IMF has warned that protectionist measures expected from the incoming Trump administration pose one of the main risks to the world economy. It says the threatened wave of tariffs could raise trade tensions and disrupt supply chains. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has spoken by phone with the Chinese President Xi Jinping just days ahead of his inauguration. Mr. Trump said he expected them to solve many problems together. Russia and Iran have agreed to closer military cooperation during a visit to Moscow by President Masoud Pezeshkian. The two countries have signed a strategic partnership treaty on cooperation, ranging from defence and technology to energy and trade.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. Stay tuned. The financial report and weather forecasts are next.